You know, I am not a car collector, but I do, at every opportunity, you know, go to cruising, and I like to go. Well, like last Sunday, I went over to the American Legion of Moorhead and looked at some of those cool old cars. And some of the guys who are about my age who don't have any expertise are finding themselves just buying these cool cars, hiring people to maintain them. And I think I want to do that. So when I heard about this, actually several weeks ago, I heard about the this auction that's going to be at Lambrecht Auto, Lambrecht Chevrolet in Pierce, Nebraska in late September. The guy just stored like 400 cars, some of them outside, like the Corvairs, I think. But anyway, there was one, it was a Chevy Cameo pickup, 1.3 miles on it. The woman we talked to yesterday, Yvette Vanderbrink of an auction service, she had, or she wouldn't say, she said she had no idea what all these cars would bring. The old man, Mr. Lambrecht, said that's his 401k. So, and nobody knows because they're not really vintage, or some of them are collectible, but you got Novas and Bel Airs and a special 25-year commemorative edition of a vet and such as that. So I just wanted to set that up so you know why we're going to talk to Dwayne Gear, who is with Fargo's Finest Auto Body. And, Dwayne, welcome to KFGO.
Thank you for calling.
You've been following this this car show, being an auto enthusiast as you are, I presume.
Well, just keeping an eye on it anyway.
You going to go down?
I guess we haven't made that decision yet, but there's some talk. Some of them would like to go.
We were told that there's not a hotel room within 85 miles of Pierce.
That would not surprise me.
They were saying 10 to 18,000 people could show up for this.
That would be a lot, but it, again, doesn't surprise me with, number one, the volume of cars that are there and the fact that a good many of them are in what we call the MSO, meaning that they've never been titled.
Well, let me ask you, if I were to go down there and, say, spent $5,000 and bought a 1961 Chevy Impala that had maybe been driven 3 miles in a test run back in 1961 and never sold, and if I got it, what would be my first task with a car like that?
Well, I'm assuming that they've just been parked and not done anything with since, meaning that they've never tried to start them, they've never turned them over engine-wise, you know, that sort of thing. It could be anything from a brake job, which is almost for sure, cleaning of the fuel systems, meaning take the tank off and flush it out, and maybe a fuel pump. The water pump more than likely is going to be corroded, or you know, the bearing or the bushing will be out of it, so you'd probably replace that, clean the carburetor. And even the worst case would be if the engine was stuck. And if it is, you know, it might take some time to put some liquids down in the cylinders and try and break it loose and see if it would salvage.
Why would the engine stick?
Just because of there's no lubrication from the engine just standing in one place. The moistures, do what have you. You know, the moisture that accumulates inside the block rusts, and then the piston seizes and it won't turn over.
Mm-hmm. And these cars, are they very collectible? You know, I talked to you about your Bel Airs and your Novas. There's that Cameo pickup and the Corvette.
The Corvette and the Cameo, obviously, are very collectible. Some of the Novas, if they're two doors, are collectible. If you've got some of the four-door, you know, the cheaper models, Bel Airs or 210s or whatever there might be, they're not terribly desirable from a collector standpoint, but the parts off of those can be used on, say, the Impalas or the higher level, grade level cars.
I wonder who would be going to an auction like this, the guys who buy the parts to supply the collectors. That's very hard to get. Well, it's easier than it used to be, I know, or people who want to get I want that 1961 Impala with the red stripe.
Yeah. Well, I think the majority of the ones that are going are probably going to be true collectors where, you know, they may be dealers, meaning they buy them, get them fixed up and sell them, but they do buy them with the intent to salvage them, I guess you could say, from a collector standpoint. The ones that are out in the field, you know, those are probably going to be more towards the parts car level where people would buy them for parts.
Mm-hmm. A restoration.
Yeah, They would buy them to use for parts in the process of restoring something else. Maybe they've got a Tudor hardtop at home, and it has some rusty fenders or a bad grill or, you know, those kind of things, and they're looking for parts for it.
Dwayne, you and I are just as far apart from Pierce, Nebraska as each other. I mean, I don't know anything. You know, I don't know anything about cars. You know a lot about cars. Do you think like 400 such vehicles, some of which have been out in the tree line, out in the field, in the mud, and others stored in the car lot indoors, do you think we're talking about $1 million or millions of dollars in this auction?
I would be surprised if it got up into those numbers, in part because from at least what little I've heard about it is they've not been very well preserved. You know, if those cars were all indoors and what we would call well preserved, it likely could be over a million. But the Cameo pickup is a very desirable vehicle, but it's not extremely high dollar. I looked in the book earlier today, and a number one on it is like $31,000, which is not, you know, a high dollar vehicle. And, of course, needing a lot of, I'm going to say, restoration because of the fact it's been standing so long, it would surprise me if it was a $10,000, $12,000 vehicle. But you get two people that really, really want it, you know, who knows where they'll stop.
Heck yeah. And there's even Corvair collectors, for crying out loud. Well, Dwayne Geer, thank you for joining me. And, one other question. Sandy wanted to know, would today's gases and all that work in those old cars, or would you have to do something to...
Well, I'm not a believer in using anything with ethanol in an old car. Ethanol has alcohol, and alcohol loosens up any...
Where do you get real regular then?
There's still a few stations in Fargo that have it.
I'll be done.
I was over at Bjornson Shell Station on University, and they still have a couple of pumps with what we call regular unleaded with no ethanol added.
Very interesting.
And I'm sure there's other stations too. I just don't know which ones they are.
Dwayne, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
We appreciate your time. It's just about time for you to go to lunch.
There you go.
All right.
Thanks, Jeff.